morning. This is a message that I partially presented by telephone in the heart of the pandemic. So, Lord willing, I would like to present this message in full this morning. But before I begin this message, I would like to ask you a question. And the question is, what are you thinking about right now? What are you thinking about right now? Please turn with me to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 5 through 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. I'll give you a few seconds to turn to it. If not, you can read it off the screen. And I'll begin reading. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we are about to look into your word. We pray, Lord, that as we look into your word, your Holy Spirit will grant us help so that in all things you will get the preeminence and you will be glorified. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. When the computer revolution began many years ago, many mistakes were made. Wrong data was entered into the computer, and as a result, wrong information came out. A new term was phrased: garbage in, garbage out. What data you put into a computer determines what information will come out. This is also true of the human mind. What we put in our mind will be expressed in our behavior. We have many thoughts that cross our mind. We have good thoughts and bad thoughts, positive thoughts and negative thoughts, constructive thoughts and destructive thoughts. Our mind is our secret place. It is a selfish place. It is a place that we don't have to share with anyone. No one can see or hear our thoughts. No one except God. If our thoughts were broadcast for the world to hear, would we be embarrassed? We sin in thought, word, and deed. Let's look back at verse 5 of Romans 8. The Apostle Paul discusses the setting of our mind. In other words, our minds are made up of what we're going to do, to either serve the flesh, which speaks of the pleasures of this world, and these pleasures are only temporary, or our minds are made up to serve the Spirit, which speaks of the things that are pleasing to God and those things which are eternal. Those who serve the flesh aim to please the body, but those who serve the Spirit are occupied with the things of the Lord, such as the Word of God, prayer, Christian service, glorifying God. The setting of our minds includes a person's will, their thoughts, their emotions, their desires. our minds are governed by the things we focus on, whether it be things of the flesh or things of the spirit. Galatians 5, verse 16 tells us to walk in the spirit, and you will not, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But are thoughts really important? In 1972, the United Negro College Fund established the slogan, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." It became one of the most iconic slogans in the advertising business ever. Ralph Waldo Emerson, a philosopher during the 19th century, said, "Beware of what you set your mind on, because that is what you will become." Norman Vincent Peale, a minister who wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking, said, "Change your thoughts and you change the world." What we think not only controls what we do, but also determines who we are. A person is defined by his mind. Proverbs 23, verse 7. "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Our thoughts influence our decisions and directs our lives. It affects our perception of other people, our life situations, the occupation we choose, our finances, our relationships, who we choose as a marriage partner. Our thoughts affect our relationship with Christ. Colossians 3, verse 2. "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." Thoughts are powerful mediums. Neuroscientists have discovered that repetitive thoughts can become automatic. That means if you consistently think about something, that thought pattern will be reinforced. The mind is the battleground for Satan. Satan's plan is to lead us astray from our devotion to Christ. It doesn't matter how mature of a Christian you are, there's going to be a battle between good and evil. The mind can be a conductor for the Spirit of God, or a breeding ground for the corruption of the flesh. The Holy Spirit is leading us one way, and Satan is desiring to mislead us another way. We must prepare to win the battle. We need to recognize the fact that we can't defeat the enemy by ourselves. We must fight him with God's power and scriptural truth. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 4. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Ephesians 6, verse 12. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Excuse me. Because we are the children of God, Satan is going to come at us even harder than the unbeliever. And he knows the vulnerable among us. Satan already has the unbeliever. He's not worried about them. Satan wants to have us. Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers to God's truth. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." As Christians, we need to guard our minds. Our minds are working all the time. Our minds are not static. The Cleveland Clinic did a study, and it was determined that approximately 70,000 thoughts cross our minds each day. And of those 70,000 thoughts that cross our mind each day, some are not good thoughts. In fact, most of the thoughts are negative thoughts because we battle against the flesh. Although we are called saints, our thoughts can fall short of holiness. Sinful thoughts are something we can struggle with. We have thoughts that we shouldn't have. Thoughts of anger, thoughts of unforgiveness, thoughts of pride, thoughts of envy, sensual thoughts that we shouldn't have, misplaced thoughts. What are you thinking about right now? When we come to worship service, it is so easy to be distracted by the challenges of life. We can be physically present, but our mind might be someplace else. We begin to focus on everything else except our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The way we think is not the same way God thinks. Isaiah 55, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways," says who? Says the Lord. We have far less control of our thoughts than we think. We don't control what thoughts enter our minds. Remember, we have over 70,000 thoughts crossing our mind each day. Have you ever been sitting down, just relaxing, minding your own business, and suddenly out of nowhere, a strange thought pops into your head? These are called intrusive thoughts. These are thoughts that pop into our head without any warning. It could be a pleasant thought or an embarrassing thought. Intrusive thoughts are completely normal experiences. We cannot always control what thoughts enter our mind, but we can control whether or not we will act on these thoughts. When a thought enters our mind, we can accept it. We can accept the thought and not act on it. Or we can completely reject that thought and not act on it. Or we could wrestle with it for a while and either act on it or not act on it. Just like we screen our phone calls, we should screen our thoughts. We need to put a filter on our mind. Every thought that comes to our mind that is not pleasing to God should be rejected by this filter. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Is it possible to keep our thoughts pure? Is it possible to keep our thoughts pure? Yes. Our minds should be filled with scripture verses that quickly come in every situation. The Holy Spirit redirects our minds and keeps us to remember scripture, to replace old thought patterns. Our thoughts should be guided by the Word of God. We never have to be defeated by our old ways, because the Holy Spirit empowers us to think differently. How can a person cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. 2 Peter 3, verse 1. "Beloved, I'll now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder." Yes, it is possible to keep our thoughts pure. However, all earthly thoughts are not bad thoughts. When a thought enters our mind, we need to ask ourselves, where did this thought come from? Will these thoughts build me up or tear me down? Will these thoughts take me to where I want to go in life? Do these thoughts fit who I am as a Christian? Are these thoughts pleasing to God? Our thoughts are the seeds of our actions. Our actions follow our thoughts. Before we act, we should think about it. There are times when we don't think long enough and we suffer the consequences of our actions. We must bring our thoughts to the Lord. When our thoughts are not brought to the Lord, we will suffer the repercussions. Guard what we think. Guard what we listen to. Guard what we see. We are the children of God, and the Spirit of God is living in us. Don't be afraid to walk away from unpleasant conversations. That includes the television programs that we watch, or conversations at the coffee station or break room at work or school. 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Evil company corrupts good habits. Our mind is the place of intellect, reasoning, nurturing, love, and intentions. Our behavior begins in our mind. Our mind is where spiritual transformation takes place. We should not be molded by the values of this world, but our mind should be transformed in a way that is pleasing to God. Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When we accepted Christ as Lord of our life, he changed us. We now have a new position in Christ, and God desires that we now have a new way of thinking and responding to life's situations. We didn't just add Christ to our former lifestyle. We need to put away the things that no longer fit our new identity in Christ. And this includes our thought patterns. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Colossians 3, 9 to 10, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, who was renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Salvation changes our lives and eternal destination, but it doesn't instantly change how we think. It's a process. Our environment is still the same, and we are called to live a righteous life in an ungodly society. We live in a world where wrong is applauded as right, and right is disdained. How could we live a godly life when the world is constantly throwing things at us? And you know what? It's not going to change until Christ comes. But we find good news in 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. 1 Peter 1, verses 13 to 16. Therefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. In the ancient days, when you tried to move in a hurry, the long robes got in the way. Peter is metaphorically speaking here and is telling us to pull in all the loose ends of our thinking. A girded mind is a mind that is ready for action and impeded and unimpeded by the distractions of this world. We should be sober-minded, and our focus should be on the Lord. Sometimes we don't realize the importance of having a sound mind, or we take having a sound mind for granted. It is not until our own mind or someone close to us begins to show signs of mental instability that we appreciate a sound mind. Our minds are our decision-maker mechanisms. If we lose an arm or a leg, to some extent, we're restricted, but we can still make decisions and enjoy a reasonable quality of life. However, if we lose our mind, we become dependent on others to make decisions for us. In James 1 and 8, we are told that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways because he can't make up his mind. There's a conflict in serving God or enjoying the pleasures of the world. Matthew 22, verse 37, instructs us to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. If we obey this command, there won't be any love available for Satan because we gave it all to the Lord. Our intimacy with God starts with our mental preparation. The enemy will try to do everything to take our minds from being tuned to God. He wants to fill our mind with the worries of the world and other distractions. A mind dedicated to the things of the world will be a mind that undergoes the daily ups and downs of life. A mind dedicated to God's truth will be a mind that can stand the test of time. We can resist the temptation of our society by meditating on God's truth and letting the Holy Spirit guide and shape our thoughts and behaviors. When your mind is set on godly things, and when God is the priority in our life, God will add all things according to his will and purpose for our life. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. When we develop good habits, we then develop good character, and we can be the person God wants us to be. As Christians, we are blameless before God. There are people out there who have no interest in Christ or no interest in salvation because they don't want anyone to have authority over them. But whether they realize it or not, if Christ does not have authority over their life, then Satan has authority over their life. It's one or the other. We rely on the Lord instead of ourselves. He produces godly desires within us, empowers obedience, and transforms our character into Christ's likeness. Don't let negative thoughts undermine your confidence in Christ's ability to save and to keep you. When doubts come, cling to these truths and boldly proclaim the Bible. Now, I ask you again, what are you thinking about right now? What's on your mind? Are your thoughts working for you or against you? Would you like to change your mind? God can change the way you think. There's a song that comes to mind. It says, there's no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he can do for you. He will give you a mind-altering experience that no drug can give you. You would cringe at the thoughts that you used to have. So if you are here this morning and you're thinking that same old way, make Christ Lord of your life, and he will change the way you think. Speak to the person sitting next to you or the person who invited you to Zoom, and they will direct you to someone who can explain from God's word what God can do for you. And guess what? Let's say what? Salvation is free and everlasting. How many times have you bought something and at the end of the warranty, it broke down? And then you had to buy a new one. When you accept Christ as your Lord of your life, that lasts forever. He will never break down nor leave you. Christ's warranty never expires. Christ is guaranteed. Whether you are young or old, make a decision to accept Christ as your personal Savior today. So when you leave this earth, you will be ready. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen.